This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout, as always, goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail center, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too. Thanks for keeping the waterways moving, and thanks for everybody and all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, where smoke is everywhere, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start tonight with the Woodward book that came out, and the interview and all that stuff that came out today. A couple of little fact checks here reveal some interesting stuff. And again, this isn't me doing this. These are fact checks that were done verified. President Trump did not distort the coronavirus information. You want to hear more?
Sure, of course. Yeah.
Dr. Fauci, once again, made it clear President Trump listened to the experts on the coronavirus, took their advice, and relayed the information he discussed to the public without any discrepancies or distortion. Now, Dr. Fauci said, and I quote, "I didn't get any sense that he was distorting anything. In my discussions with him, they were always straightforward about the concerns that we had. We related that to him, and he would go out, and I'd hear him discussing the same sort of things. I've not seen any kind of distortion, as was mentioned by Mr. Woodward."
Isn't that interesting? You know, they didn't count on the Fauci, Captain. They just didn't count on the Fauci when they began to try to seize on these quotes from Woodward's book to try to make hay out of it. So Dr. Fauci actually just debunked it, very similar to the John Bolton debunking that went on the other day about the other statements attributed to the president.
Well,
so this is a very interesting development. Yes.
Well, there's more from Fauci, because he questioned the accuracy of Bob Woodward's book. He said that he does not recall at all the quotes that are attributed to him by others.
Yeah, see, that's, again, this kind of stuff is certainly part of the political season. But I think, Captain, that they wanted so badly to have a video of Joe Biden trying to be vigorous and being mad and yelling about this whole thing. That's for their campaign commercials, basically.
Yeah, and he got tired after that and had to take a nap.
One would think, yeah, but again, that's exactly what they're doing. In fact, I think that's why they had him, you know, positioned the way that they did, and he went to Michigan to see Governor Whitmer there and had the photo op in front of the vehicles.
Did you see the big crowd that greeted Biden outside?
No, I didn't see any crowd there.
There were more Trump supporters outside waving Trump flags and American flags than there were the three or four Biden people that were there.
Yeah, not a lot of Biden people.
Like I said, three or four.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're all just, they've already decided what they're voting and they don't need to come out to rallies. Maybe that's what they'll tell us next.
Yeah, and inside, I think he had all of about, what, 10 people?
Something like
sitting
that.
Sitting around?
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, what we're seeing.
Yeah, and it's almost shades of, remember when Hillary would have these little rallies, but it wasn't a whole lot of people either back then.
There is no enthusiasm for Joe Biden.
That's right.
It's obvious.
That's a fair statement, yeah.
Yeah. Now, since I'm on a Biden roll here, I've got more I'm going to talk about here, because I got to correct the record, because I'm going to fact check what Biden had to say in Michigan, because he said something that really got my guff about the military. And he absolutely said something totally false. We're going to get into that in a minute. But I want to talk about the fact that the president, after his historic peace deal signed with the UAE and Israel, he's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
He certainly has. And this is, again, this is a very, very important milestone. This is the first Mideast peace deal, Captain, in a quarter century. Between Israel now, of course, and the UAE, there's more countries that are going to come online.
That's right.
With peace deals here very, very soon. And it certainly, but here's the thing, Richard Grenell was telling, I think, Newsmax TV, he said, look, according to him, CNN has just completely ignored this, even just to report the fact that President Trump was nominated, according to Grenell. And this is, again, just part and parcel of our news society, it was like, so.
Yeah, and then, of course, the other big news that was made yesterday by the president was the fact that he revealed the name of 20 more people he considered for the high court. And right away, did you hear what Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer had to say?
What was that?
He rejected the radical conservative judges that were going to be appointed to do away with the rights of birth rights and of birth control and all this sort of stuff and LBQJPD, whatever else. You know, he threw a whole bunch of crap and it was amazing.
Well, of course, yeah, they just don't want Trump appointing any more Supreme Court justices. That's no doubt.
Good luck with that one. Hold the fort there. We'll be right back. Folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren. And I'm going to tell you what got me hopping mad yesterday that Joe Biden said that absolutely isn't true.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And you know, I'm often asked the question, why is Relief Factor so successful in lowering or eliminating pain? And I'll tell you why. It's because this is an all-natural product which is designed to help your body to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yep, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's right, each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation from a different metabolical pathway. Now, that right there, approaching it from four different angles, might very well be why so many people are having such great results and wonderful relief with it. So, if you got back pain, shoulder pain, neck, hip, knee, foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should try the 3-week quick start. It's discounted to $19.95, and you can see if it'll work for you too. Now you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or give them a call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you. Remember, you got to tell them the captain sent you. They're going to charge you the full price, which is a lot more than $19.95. Otherwise, just go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and see if it'll work for you. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A little sidebar here. We found out yesterday Byron York has written a book called Obsession, who the original whistleblower was.
Yeah, it was Vindman. Yeah.
Lieutenant yeah. Colonel Vindman.
Yep.
Yep, the original whistleblower. And everything went from there. Now, he said he only told a couple of people, but the couple of people he told mushroomed into some more, and away they went.
Yep, exactly right.
Now, are you ready for a fact-checking of Joe Biden in Michigan?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Well, it was another day, folks, another set of false and misleading claims from Joe Biden, starting with military COVID infected, 118,984. Military COVID deaths, 6,114. Problem is, folks, Joe Biden grossly inflated the number of military service members who have died from coronavirus by, are you ready for this, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
By 87,200%. The total number of service members that have died from COVID-19, active duty military servicemen or women, is 7, not 6,000.
That's right. Exactly right. And, of course, I think later on they had to correct that. But, you know, Captain, it's, again, part and parcel.
Biden didn't correct it. I don't think they corrected it.
No, I don't know if they had to do it, if the campaign had to, but I certainly did see some corrections on some of the coverage. Because obviously that was a completely, I don't even know where he pulled that number out of, basically. Essentially they want to have that kind of soundbite out there. It
yeah.
still does the campaign good because, well, you know, people hear that and they don't hear the correction.
This is not the first time that Biden has grossly exaggerated the number of deaths after he stated back in June that 120 million Americans had died from the coronavirus.
Yeah, and 150 million have been killed by gun violence.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Biden also grossly exaggerated the number of cases, coronavirus cases in the military, which are roughly one-third of what he said. Now, they're around, when you add in the military families, the dependents, along with the active duty military, the people stationed in the Pentagon, and the defense contractors working too, it comes to just a little bit more than 50,000 so far.
Right, and I think even in the bigger picture here, the way that the press treats Joe Biden when he makes these ridiculous mistakes that are clearly just so far over the top, and they just kind of, well, that's Uncle Joe. It's kind of like it's always...
Well, I'm not calling them mistakes. I'm calling this an absolute gross exaggeration and lie because he had the correct number on the sheet in front of him.
In front of him. That's right. He was reading off a card when he said all of that.
Yep.
And so he either exaggerated or he didn't know. That's the thing.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boston and Tampa. Let's get down to Lion Joe Biden. Okay, Lion China Joe Biden. One lie after another. You know, I heard the NBC had a poll said 52% for Trump, 46% in Florida for Biden. What are you 46% idiots talking about? How in the world can you vote for the guy cannot run a lemonade stand? Okay? And then you're going to put Kamala Harris in charge? That woman said the most nastiest things about Joe Biden. Now she's on his bandwagon? Are you out of your freaking mind? I don't know anything. And women, you can't get your hair done. So no woman in this country should be voting for Joe Biden because you can't get your hair done and he's going to lock everything down and you won't have a job. That's number one. You won't have a family. You won't have a house. You won't have anything because Joe Biden doesn't know how to run anything. These Democrat governors, they don't care. They're getting their paycheck. You know, if I was president, I'd sign an executive order that no mayor, no governor could get a paycheck if they shut their state down. Okay? That's what I would do. Because you're not going to go ahead and get your paycheck while your people are suffering over there. It's a disgrace, ladies and gentlemen. And blacks, no black to vote for him because Joe Biden hasn't done anything for blacks for 47 years. So if you take the segments like the Democrats do, they try and pick you off of this group and that group. By the way, we don't need more schools. We need more private schools. We don't need more public schools. Okay? To teach them the 1619, but no, we're teaching about 1776 when we kicked Britain's ass and we got our independence and we don't have no governor, no mayor telling us what to do. Okay? Vote Republican straight down the ticket. Vote for Sandy Merman here at County Commission, all the way down to the County Commission. We're voting straight Republican, getting rid of Pelosi and Schumer, and let Donald Trump get to work and save this
okay.
country. God bless you, Captain Peace.
All right. Covered all the bases there, Kyle.
He sure did. Yep.
And by the way, all politics starts local. You have to think nationally when you vote locally and realize what's going to go on there and understand that your local politicians, because he talked about, you know, if he was the president, he'd do an executive order, wouldn't pay the governors and all that stuff. Well, doesn't quite work that way at the state level. At the state level, it's up to the state legislature and the people that live in the state as to what they want to do. So if they don't think that she's doing the job in Michigan or the governor's doing the job in Minnesota or Washington State, or Oregon, it's up to the state legislatures, which unfortunately are all Democratic controlled, to change that. Now, if they can't, then it's up to the people when they vote in November to vote all those bums out and start over again.
Well, sure. And, Captain, the people across the highways and byways have never seen a better example of the importance of local politics and who's in charge in your city, your municipality, your county, than during this COVID-19 crisis. With a lot of these different restrictions and so forth, these are the people who are imposing a lot of those restrictions, and people, I think, are going to go out and vote and pay attention like they've never paid before to their local representatives.
Now, Joe Biden also in Michigan said the rate of offshoring by federal contractors, that was big companies being paid with U.S. taxpayer money, more than doubled under President Trump. And what that was code word for more jobs were going overseas than staying in the U.S. Well, that's not true. Under Biden and Obama, it was true, but not under Trump.
Well, exactly right. In fact, wasn't he trying to do the reverse thing, and that is bring the jobs back from overseas?
Well, he cherry-picked the information and then twisted it around and backwards from the limited data that was set and ignored the bigger picture that fewer jobs were being shipped overseas, period, under President Trump, and more jobs were being returned from overseas, which was a positive trend. If you looked at the numbers, obviously he didn't look, or if he did, he didn't pay attention.
Well, but again, they're simply fostering the narrative, and whatever that is that day, they have a particular message,
yep.
And they want to get it out there,
yep.
And they know that so many people are seeing this mainly through social media,
yep.
And they just get it out.
And you want to know who agrees with me and who also chastised Biden?
Who's that?
The very Democratic Washington Post and their fact checkers gave a similar claim about the same report that Biden is citing, 4 Pinocchios last year.
Wow.
Now, the number of jobs, in fact, folks, being offshored has decreased under President Trump because according to the latest Labor Department data, the average number of jobs being certified for trade adjustment assistance, which is called the TAA, aid for workers whose jobs have been moved overseas, each year is down 30% each year under the Trump administration compared to when Biden was vice president, when it was double that on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Very interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, happy birthday to Bill from Sioux and from the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. How do you like that?
Very, very cool.
Yep, just found out about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the number of jobs reshored in 2017 and 18 were higher than any year under the Obama administration. And by reshort, I mean the jobs that came back to the United States. So that's when it all started going in the right direction. All right, hold that thought. When we come back, I got one more little thing to talk about, and it's taxes. And Biden blew it on taxes. He threw the wrong numbers out there, and we're going to prove it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown has a warning as several large wildfires tear through the state. She says 5 cities were lost to the blazes and hundreds of homes.
This could be the greatest loss of human lives and property due to wildfire in our state's history.
She says the situation looks bleak because of the windy weather.
Early reports indicate that the towns of Detroit and Central Oregon, Blue River and Vida in Lane County, and Phoenix and Talent in Southern Oregon are substantially destroyed.
Brown says for the first time ever, she's invoked the Fire Conflagration Act for the entire state. That gives the state's fire marshal the ability to direct resources wherever they're needed. She also says they're asking for a federal emergency declaration for the whole state as well. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, that is Larry Elder, and you'll have a chance to see him on October the 23rd down in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency for the Conservative Summit, the Salem Conservative Summit. Now, Larry Elder will be there. Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be there. Charlie Kirk will be there. Phil Grandy will be there, and I will be the Master of Ceremonies for the event. Looking forward to seeing you down there. Get your tickets by going to theanswertampa.com. Or theanswersarasota.com. Look forward to seeing you on October the 23rd in Sarasota. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com is the website. Go on over there, type in your zip code, see how much money you can save on your insurance, because Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and in my case, 14 years I've been with them, and they've saved me money every year. And like I've told you this week, they called me up and said, hey, we have another opportunity for you to save a little bit more money. Would you be interested? I said, well, yeah, and all of a sudden, boom, I get another 10% deducted off my policy. Love it. So, check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Get a quote on your car or the truck that you're driving. It can also cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. By the way, they have homeowners and renters insurance, too. And if you bundle that with your car policy, it'll lower everything. It'll lower everything down. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
This is where we're going to shine. Joe Biden, are you still there?
I'm here, yep.
What the heck was that? Joe Biden, and the $4 trillion tax hike, which is going to raise the taxes on 82% of Americans, okay? He said, I pay for everything that I call for in my plan, everything without raising a penny of tax on anybody making less than $400,000 a year. Well, let me tell you a little secret here, folks. 82% of Americans are going to have their taxes raised, including those making under the $400,000 a year. But even this historically large tax hike fails to cover the cost of his far-left policies, because his $4 trillion tax hike won't cover the $6 or $8 or $10 trillion worth of expenses they're going to have.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the $400,000 thing, Captain, I think is meant to try to sort of snow job people to think, well, oh, only, you know, sort of rich doctors and lawyers and executives, or they're the only ones ever making this amount of money, and so they can afford to pay their fair share kind of thing. So it's more class warfare for real.
Yeah.
But really, you know, you might have small businesses, mom and pops, that might make upwards of $400,000 a year, but they're not paying themselves $400,000. They have expenses, they're paying employees,
yeah,
and so on and so
well,
forth.
Listen to this one. The $4 trillion tax that he's talking about will be the largest proposed tax hike in history, recent history. Now, I've got five independent analyses here that have concluded that Biden will reduce the after-tax incomes for those making $400,000 a year. The Tax Policy Center concluded Biden's proposals would increase taxes. An average on all income groups. The Tax Foundation concluded that Biden's plan would lead to higher taxes across all income groups. The American Enterprise Institute concluded that households at every income level will see higher taxes. Oh, by the way, a Penn Wharton budget model analysis concluded that taxes would go up all across the income levels. Now, one other one here. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget concluded that taxes would go up all across every income level. Meanwhile, as I said, Biden has not, in fact, paid for everything that he's proposed, as he said. What, in fact, he's done is the $4 trillion tax hikes will not cover the spending, which could be $6, $7, $8, $10, maybe even $12 trillion.
Well, sure. And another tactic that the campaigns can use is simply to say, here's what we're proposing. But then if they get into office, then they say, oh, my goodness, this is worse than we ever thought. Someone's cooked the books. We can't do what we said in the campaign. Yeah. We're going to have to raise taxes even more.
Now, don't you feel better now that we've done that?
Absolutely.
All right. And before we move on, we're going to go back to the phones. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain Kyle. It's Sean here in Tampa.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Kyle. It just amazes me what liars these people are. I mean, my God, it's like never ending. For the whole entire time our president walked on the escalator, all they do is lie.
Yep.
It just blows me away.
They're trying to destroy Donald Trump. They think they got a way to do it, and I'm telling you, it's making him stronger.
They're trying to destroy our country.
That too.
You know that
too.
I mean, yep. I just wanted to say thank you for you guys doing what you do. I was watching, one thing, if I can add this quick. I was watching Tucker Carlson last night,
yep.
And I'm telling you, that guy is brave. Because he really, really gets into these people.
Yeah,
he
took on Jeff Zucker night before last, and last night he took on CNN. Again,
well,
this time it was Cuomo. Yep.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope these guys got good protection, because there's freaks out there.
Okay, got to run. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, we appreciate that. And that's Sean, and again, he brings up some interesting points, right, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Well, I'm going to lay the cards out on the table here. America, I believe, is in for a rocky couple of months, 55 days, whatever it is, leading up to Election Day. Do you agree with that?
100%, yeah.
And probably weeks after the votes are counted, and it's foolish to believe otherwise, because it would be naive to believe at this point that we will see a peaceful election, a resolution on election night, and the country goes forward without any problems whatsoever. I believe the radical left is going to come totally unglued when Donald Trump wins re-election. I believe they're going to absolutely go nuts on the streets.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think that's a fair assessment, because everything that we see points to that. Only because, again, there are a lot of people out there sort of buying this line that the election's illegitimate, there's no way Trump can win, and if he does, he's manipulated the post office.
Now, let me point out to the listeners that are listening to me right now, there is a nationwide shortage of certain ammunition when it comes to guns across the country, and people are going to ulterior motives. For example, the 9mm is good luck. 380 in some cases, 357, even 38s, 22 caliber, you can find that. Shotgun shells, you can find those, but that's even getting a little bit close in some areas. So people need to be very selective on what it is they're getting, but this is just, again, a sign of the times.
Well, exactly, and people feel that, whereas, of course, you know, they support the police and what they're doing and protecting the people. They know that in a situation like we've seen in our TV screens and internet tablets for a long time now, people may have to defend themselves in an emergency situation. Absolutely. So they want to be ready.
And the president announced yesterday that 2,200 troops are going to be leaving Iraq soon, leaving about 3,000 behind in Iraq to train the forces that are there, the Iraqi military forces and police forces.
That's right. They reduced the presence from about 5,200 to 3,000 or so, and that's all happening this month. Yeah.
And something else that happened, which was very interesting, the president reversed the Navy cancellation of the pact with Catholic priests that was going to cause the Catholic churches on some of the Navy bases to not be able to hold services because there was no priests.
Right, exactly. And the president basically wrote, he said, this is no longer even going to be a point of discussion anymore.
Nope.
He's reversed it, yeah.
Yep. Now, Joe Biden, of course, just to keep the horse going here, he said that the Trump virus negligence prompted the recession that happened. Really? Really? Does anybody not remember that the Obama-Biden economy was going south towards the latter part of their term, their second term of the last year, that it was going south very quickly?
Well, sure, and that was one of the springboards for then-candidate Trump to really make hay and get people to see, you know, hey, we got to go a different direction here.
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
And the other thing is there's a brand new Trump rule that ties college funding to speech and faith rights. How about that?
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. And again, I mean, this is a big pushback, it would seem, on a lot of these kinds of things that a lot of people do find pretty offensive in many cases. Yeah.
All righty, here comes the music. So hang on to your hat there, and folks, I'll be right back with more. The Truckers Highway and Bible Report's coming up. Things aren't quite as bad tonight as what they were, which is a good thing, but they're bad enough. And by the way, did you see San Francisco in the middle of the afternoon with the orange skies and people driving around with their headlights on because of all the smoke? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her listening to us up there. A little bit early for her, though. But she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight that's tuning in, listening to us. We thank you very much. Now, we are going to be having the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming your way right now, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. And for you guys and gals out on the highways, truck on into the Pilot or the Flying J. Truck on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I told you about the Pilot and Flying J. And guess what? Guess what? You will find out for sure that you're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And if you're not if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club. Get the points that you get. You get lots of great things, discounts, and you buy fuel, whatever it is you buy, and away you go. So there you go. Okay, now let's get started with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we're going eastbound.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, they'll Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, load it up and chuck it. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, Jerry Reed, friend on the front seat, Frog up there with the Bandit, and they're all trucking around there tonight on a cloud somewhere for the most part. And this portion of the program, of course, brought to you by the Pilot Flying J nearest you. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. Kyle, I'm going to read a statement, then I'm going to turn it over to you, because we've got to get into tonight the hurricane season again, because we've got a bunch of storms out there, and we've got something drifting in from the Bahamas towards the Florida Peninsula with a lot of rain associated with it, which we might see over the weekend. We'll see. But anyway, here comes the statement. Now, we all know that we've had some winter come back in out in the west, in the Rocky Mountains, and we have. But in the meantime, the elevated fire weather threats remain for portions of the west coast. As winds continue to decrease, these threats are also going to weaken. Now, the wintry weather in the Rockies and Plains will gradually decrease. Heavy rain and flash flooding will be possible for central Texas, where it's doing its thing right now along I-20 and down towards Laredo, and also portions of the east coast. Now, in addition, we're going to be talking about this in just a second. A couple of tropical disturbances off the southeast coast of Florida are going to be worth watching to see what happens. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, out west right now, of course, the big story are the several mini fires, really, that are burning all throughout California and also up into Oregon as well. Looks like about 5,300 square miles have already been burned by some 90 fires that are ongoing right now. So we'll get to those here in just a moment. But first, on the map tonight, we don't have anything on radar, so that's good. And a lot of these heat advisories have been taken down now.
Yeah.
All across the southwest. So that's good. Some milder temperatures. We might be heading into some more triple digits, though, and over the next several days. For example, right now in Palm Springs, looks like they might be upwards of 98 degrees tomorrow, but they're going to head into the 100s, 104 here in the next couple of days. So we might see another heat up. But right now in Nevada, we've got a freeze warning, Captain,
yeah.
And this is up along I-80
yeah.
In the northern part of the state, and also a frost advisory. And as you head on over to Reno and Carson City, looks like Reno's going to stay upwards about 81 degrees tomorrow. So it's hot, but it's not triple digits. Some of these heavy winds, though, have whipped up some of the fires, I think, up in central California out near Fresno. But in the southern California area, the winds haven't really materialized too much, and that's good news for the firefighters, Captain, fighting the likes of the El Dorado fire and the Bobcat fire.
Yeah, and up there around Boise and up towards Pocatello, up 15, you've got another frost advisory up in there. Now, in Colorado, southern Colorado, I-25 north coming out of Albuquerque, out of New Mexico, once you get into the higher elevations and along I-40, you've got some winter driving conditions there, as there's still some ice and snow on the road and whatnot. 25 northbound, you run out of it about the time you get to Pueblo. Mountains west going over towards Utah, you got some snow still going on up there. You do have some heavy rain tonight in Texas from about Fort Stockton all the way over to Austin, San Antonio, and then down to, and there's some flood watches and warnings in there too, that the rain is pretty significant. There's a down towards Laredo and down towards South Texas, you've got some flood warnings and watches down in there too, in the lower elevations. Tonight it's cold in the eastern part of South Dakota, southwestern corner of North Dakota around Fargo. You're going to have a frost advisory, as well as most of Minnesota, except for over to the east. Now, Duluth, you got a hard freeze warning up in there tonight. The upper part of Wisconsin, you got a frost advisory there. The northern peninsula of Michigan, a frost advisory up there. A little bit of rain in southwestern Oklahoma and along I-40. going into Arkansas, right about Fort Smith, right there, a little bit of rain there. Then up the East Coast, we do have some rain tonight, folks, from Virginia, I-95, follow I-95 on up into Jersey, and then you'll find more rain again as you get up into Maine, and that's what's going on there. Now, Kyle, we have got to pay attention here in Florida to what is going on in the tropics, because we've got not one, but two disturbances. They're just right now they're unorganized, but there's a chance of cyclone formation over the next 48 hours. They're just kind of drifting along. This one that's over by the Bahamas, near the central Bahamas, and hello to our listeners down there, AM1000 in the Bahamas. The system is forecast to drift westward and likely be in the vicinity of the Florida Peninsula come Friday. Afterwards, upper-level conditions could become conducive for some development this weekend while the storm goes into the Gulf. And when you get in the Gulf, you never know where in the heck they're going to go.
Well, exactly right. So, yeah, we are watching these two depressions, basically. And then out in the Atlantic, Captain, we've got a couple of main storms, Tropical Storm Paulette,
yep.
Tropical Storm Renee.
And Paulette is strengthening, you might notice. I just took a look down there, and I took a look at the, I refreshed my screen before I started. The minimum central pressure is down to 996 millibars, and the wind speed is now up to 60 miles an hour with that little puppy. That's going to be a hurricane.
Well, absolutely. And this is a very active season, to say the least. And I think I saw something just recently, Captain, that if they run out of names, they might have to, for like the second time in a very long time,
beta alphabet.
That's right. Go to the Greek alphabet. Exactly.
Yeah. And then you got Renee right behind Paulette. That's going to go a little bit north, looks like, and stay out in the ocean. And then you got one system which has got a 60% chance of cyclone formation in the next 48 hours. Over the next 5 days, a 90% chance of formation. It's going to be a tropical depression. Looks like it'll be a tropical storm by Monday or Tuesday of next week in the southern Atlantic coming across. And looks like it's going to come right towards the tropics.
Exactly. Yes.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 systems and 2 named storms out of the 5.
Yeah, so again, to say it's an active season is an understatement, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, don't forget, folks, that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. And again, if you're out there in the highways and byways, pull on into the Pilot, the Flying J. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and you heard me tell you about the Flying J. That's why you're in there. You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club. And if you get fuel there or whatever it is you buy, you get points for that. And the more you get, the more you get to save in terms of getting things. And you might want to get yourself one of those nice free thermoses, one of those either the thermos or the thermos cup, so you can put not only hot or cold drinks in there. And that's a pretty neat little thing there.
Oh, absolutely. And then don't you just walk right in and tell them the captain sent you?
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, here comes the music, Kyle, so we're going to put you on hold over here. We're putting Kyle over on the shelf for a second while we tell you that we'll be right back, hour number two, with more news and things that are going on there. By the way, when we come back, Democratic governors and attorney generals from 15 states are now suing the federal government. We'll tell you what they're suing over. It might get there, it might not get there. I don't know, might be another waste of taxpayer dollars. Who knows? We'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.